This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A little bit less than a half hour, we're going to talk to him. How you feeling right now? D-Bo or D-No?
I'm feeling more like D-No. D-No as in he's not going to be traded.
Oh.
I didn't know which way you meant that. Like, D-Bo, I think he's still going to be a 49er.
You do?
Yeah, it's feeling more and more as the reports are trickling in about what team's over the cap and what team has had conversations but not really pulled the trigger. We are now just 10 minutes away from the first pick in the second round being put on the clock, and I think we're quickly running out of time as we get into the second round. I think if the Niners are going to make a move, it'll be early in that second round, and I'm looking at maybe Washington as one of the possible early targets. Adam Peters now in Washington probably loves Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon's off the table. Washington is picking fourth in the second round and eighth, so if you get past those spots, you've got the Chargers are a team that's been rumored to maybe be interested in Debo. The Patriots, although reports now of late have been that they are less interested. Maybe they made an offer or didn't make an offer. So Buffalo, New England, Washington, the Chargers, and then Washington again. Once you get past pick 40, I think it's a done deal.
I tell you one thing that is on my mind right now, and I don't know if this is just the history of me watching the league, but everyone's focused on Buffalo because they're the first, they're on the clock, right? Here shortly. You mentioned this, we've been talking about it. Maybe that actually doesn't really fit financially for the Buffalo Bills, but the very next pick is the New England Patriots. This is a receiver-starved team. Seemingly, they always are. They did this for a long time with Tom Brady and Turn and Burn, and I know Randy Moss had some amazing years there, but there's something about, and I know Bill Belichick's not even the coach anymore, but it is off of the Belichick and Patriots tree where they have found their new coaching staff, and they will go forward as such. They just drafted another very early first-round quarterback. They're going to want to make life easy for him. And if you look at the history of that organization, you've had a lot of wide receivers that do what? They like to do a lot of action close to the line of scrimmage and out of the slot and get creative. Think of the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans who have been through there. It just feels, this is just my mind's eye, it feels like a place that would love Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually a little bit more, and this is not for nothing. This is not a report, but I feel like it's more likely that something could happen with the Patriots and the next pick in the draft as opposed to the Bills and the first pick in the draft today.
Yeah, and I think the Field Yates report about the Bills being over the cap, too far over to accommodate Debo, and I also think that the Brandon Ayuk portion of the trade talk around the Niners is over, so Debo would make sense to Buffalo. It would definitely would make sense to New England the way you laid it out. And you think about snowy Buffalo and or cold Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
These are places where you want a rough and tumble receiver. And that's absolutely what Debo is when healthy. And you know, you're talking about the 33rd pick for Buffalo, the 34th pick for New England. That's the sort of compensation you'd be looking for. You know, if you get the 34th pick from New England and their fourth round, or maybe it's a, you know, you swap your fourth for their fifth, or I don't know what else the compensation would be. It feels like it's more than just one pick for Debo.
I agree. I think it would be maybe be a pick and maybe a move down. John Lynch spoke recently with regard to, because of NIL, and therefore more college players are opting to stay in college longer because they can still take care of things financially by being there. That, and I think, Grandy, was it you and I that were talking about this? The idea that late round picks, it's kind of ironic that this is coming from the 49ers, being that their soon to be $50 million quarterback came out of the seventh round.
Right.
But the point he was making was players like draft picks in the sixth and seventh round are not as valuable as they used to be, because a lot of those players that you used to be able to find in there, they just go back to school. So you're dealing with a little bit more of a watered down group. So the 49ers, who have a healthy amount of late round picks, maybe they would be incentivized to move down a little bit from one of those pick spots, because what they really feel is the value slot is what starts now, and it's like 2 through 4, 5-ish,
yeah,
where you can really make your hay in a draft.
I get that part of it, but the other piece for me is that this Niner team does not have a lot of open spots. So for me, it's not about getting additional picks, it's about getting better picks. And I think if you look at 10 draft picks in total, you're not going to get 10 rookies to make this team. So for me, it's about taking the draft assets you have and combining them, if you combine them with Debo, to move up. So maybe you wind up getting New England's pick at 34, and then you take one of your, maybe a couple of your six-round picks, to your point. New England, a team that's going to need more players because their roster's not as deep. Maybe you end up taking a couple of your later picks and package them with Debo, and you get the 34th pick and New England's third, for example.
A bunch of different ways this can go.
Right.
But I think that, yeah, I agree with you. Those are the kinds of things that make sense. Instead of letting me try to explain to you what John Lynch said, we have a better idea. Mark Grandy even whispered in my ear, I have a better idea. Instead of you describing it, why don't you just let them hear what John Lynch said?
We put a grade on players in the fall if we think there's a chance they're going to be, a more than 50% chance that they're going to be in this draft. So 83 players from this year's class that we put grades on, so thinking there's more than a 50% chance, thinking they're entering the draft, are back in college because of NIL and things like that. There's now a different route these kids can take. Some is, you know, 35 of those with starter grades, so that's a significant amount. And how that affects this draft, it's going to be interesting. I think the later rounds probably going to be lacking, you know, so it's a new dynamic, that one that I imagine we're going to be faced with each year. I mean, you can go back and make $1 million. I don't know if that's the going rate, but it is providing competition, and that's a significant amount of players.
All right, so he said it right there. The late round picks are going to be like, and the Niners, three of their remaining nine picks are in rounds 6 and 7.
Yep.
And I don't know if he was talking about round 5 also. I don't know, but they have a round 5 comp pick, which means it's late. It's a late round 5 pick. So they got 4 of their remaining 9 picks might sort of qualify in the group that he was just talking about right there.
Right. You got 2/4, a 5th, 2/6, and a 7th. And again, I don't think that 10 of these rookies are going to make your team, especially the way he's laying it out. If the draft is automatically going to be bottom weak, because, you know, if you get taken in that spot, you can opt to go back to college and you don't have to worry about it and go make probably more money and maybe try your luck again next year in the NFL draft. That would tell me that maybe you want to move off of a couple of these 6th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7th round picks.
Yep. So I do think today, I don't know if Deebo Samuel is going to be gone today, but I do think today is going to be a little moving and shaking for the 49ers. It just feels like that's what's in their sphere right now. 9 more picks. Do they gather up some more picks, or do they try to sort of incentivize the picks that they do have, move up a little bit? We all know the needs. We all know the needs. And I am not concerned in the slightest that the 49ers did not address cornerback or offensive line yet. It's been one pick. You have to do this based on value. Listen, as much as I would love it. If somebody named Kool-Aid McKinstry is on the 49ers. I mean, I don't even care if he's any good. give me Kool-Aid McKinstry. He is one of the top players on the board right now. He's a cornerback. I'll give you an example of something I could see happening. Let's see who the Bills pick. They might go with McConkey. They've traded down twice already. They've built up some draft capital. And they obviously need wide receivers, and they need cheap ones. So instead of thinking, could the Bills try to trade for T. Higgins or Deebo Samuel right now, I think they take a rookie wide receiver. Could Deebo Samuel be on his way to the Patriots so that the 49ers can rock the Kool-Aid at pick number 34? I could see that happening here in the next 20 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. You could see Buffalo taking A.D. Mitchell out of Texas, who is still on the board. And, you know, many mocks had him going in the first round, and he might be the best available. He or Ladd McConkey could be that receiver. And if Buffalo is a team up against the cap and they do need a receiver, it makes more sense to draft one of these guys in the second round and go ahead and give him a try, as opposed to trading the asset and try to bring in the big money. And again, if it does get by that spot, I think that's where you start to get into a little bit of a tough spot, where if he gets past Washington twice, then maybe the whole idea of a trade becomes dead.
I almost feel a little bit nervous. Let's take a breath and remind everybody that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. There are two reasons, and again, what I've stated all day, I really hope that the 49ers do not trade Deebo now. If you need to move off of him, do it next March, but I fear that they will. There are two things that are very businessy, which is not the fun part of this. None of us like it. But there's two things that are very businessy that are bouncing around in my head today with regard to this whole thing. Number one, and I've stated it a couple of times, so just a quick summary. I feel like with Christian McCaffrey's presence, the need for Deebo to run the ball has lessened, and the 49ers may well have reached a point where they're like, look, we love Deebo, but we're overpaying. He is being paid like a wide receiver one. He is not. And he is being paid like a number one option Swiss Army knife, and he is not.
Right.
I would argue that as much as this may sound weird, Deebo Samuel is option three in this offense. McCaffrey one. I think Ayuk is two. And Deebo is three.
I mean, he might be four.
Kittle
had more catches than he did. He had more targets than he did.
I don't want to upset anybody with like what feels like a political statement, but I could see the Niners' point if they're sitting in a room going, We love Debo, but he's overpaid.
Right.
So that's business part number one. Business part number two is I'm so struck by the fact that the 49ers have clearly been making and taking calls about their wide receiver room for a matter of weeks. And they went into this draft, and instead of deciding, we got to move off of Brandon, we're not going to sign him, or we got to move off of Debo because he's a battering ram and getting older, instead of saying that, they went, either. We're open to moving on from either.
Or neither.
Maybe.
That's the part I think that is the most interesting.
Well, that's the leverage they have.
Right.
The leverage they have when they call these teams is we can walk away.
Right.
We can just play with Debo and Brandon.
And you've been saying it all week that you got to have a stomach for this stuff.
Yep.
And not only for the free agency and the game of chicken that you're going to be playing with Brandon Ayuk between now and the opener in September when the schedule comes out, we'll know exactly who and where that game is. But you got to have the stomach for this as well. And Kyle and John clearly do because they got offers for Brandon Ayuk and they didn't panic. They didn't do something that they weren't comfortable doing. And if the offer that they got came from whatever team and the compensation was not what they wanted, they simply said no. And then they went out and drafted a receiver anyway because they liked the receiver. He was high on their board. And, you know, like you said, go ahead and find a can and kick it down the road. And if you have to keep all three guys, you can. And your team would probably be better than if you wound up trading Debo Samuel. Is Buffalo on the clock? Not quite.
Not yet.
Almost.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, broadcast has started, but they're just panning out to show all of the crazy human beings who have gathered for this draft.
For day two.
Who apparently, I don't even think they went home. I don't think they went home. They've been there the whole time. Look at all these people.
The estimated crowd yesterday was 250,000.
The NFL draft has turned into, visually, what looks like old History Channel footage of,
totally.
Of dictators speaking. You know, when they're like on this like elevated platform and there's just all like a sea of people sitting here listening to somebody speak. It is unbelievable what has happened to this event.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. It's a ton of fun. And it is. It's like we talk about a lot. There's very little left in American content where it's not sort of canned. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And you need to watch it live.
And like it's unifying,
there's
Mark.
There's very little of that.
This is not like, you know, candidate, Democratic candidate or Republican candidate. This is the National Football League. And even if your team is not drafting, whoever comes up here at 33 to Buffalo, every single person in that crowd of 250,000 is going to have an opinion. Either I like the player, I like the pick, or that was a reach, or he's a bum and that was terrible. They blew it. The draft is a unifying experience of humanity. It reminds me of being in Vatican City to see the Pope with 500,000 other people for Palm Sunday Mass. Everybody's there to see the one dude, and he's up there, Dominus Omnis, and he's doing all his thing. And,
I mean,
you know, he's blessing the people, and he's serving the wafers and the whole deal. It's like everybody there was unified for the one purpose, and that's kind of what the draft is.
Yeah, it has become that, certainly. You know, you get a fan base together and everybody gathers around, and it's and we talked about this earlier in the week. It does strike me as funny because the payoff doesn't seem like what you would want it to be,
right,
to do what you do. Like, there are people that gather. You've got, I mean, how many Lions fans? But every team seemed to have a contingent of people who painted their faces, got all of their friends and family members. They got XXL jerseys. They got stains on them. They're drunk. They're eating everything you're not supposed to eat. And they all gather around. And then what is it you're waiting for? Roger Goodell's like, so here's a name. And they're like, ah! Like, okay, what happens now?
Right.
Like, you just...
You wait for another name. What I was
there
just thinking
is.
About you and your experience. What if you went to a Pearl Jam concert, outdoor venue, 100,000 people, and Eddie Vedder comes out and the crowd goes wild, and he just simply, he walks up and he goes, even flow, and he walks away.
Right.
He just announces the name of the song.
All he says is, I'm excited to be here.
Even
and then
flow.
He leaves.
And he reads the name of a song that they would perform, but they're not going to perform it because that would be like an NFL game. So you go to a concert And they don't play the song. They just tell you the song that they would play, you know? Just like, you know, they're announcing Caleb Williams, and the crowd goes wild. Guess what? In 5 months, you get to see him play football.
Oh, my God.
But in the meantime, New England's on the clock.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hilarious.
It is. Well, and Roger Goodell in a brand new suit. So he went home. That's good to know. He's back in a different suit. It appears his back has survived the day yesterday, and he is addressing the crowd right now. So we're about to be open for business in round number two. And today feels different than yesterday in that there are a number of reporters on both sides of the fence here. For some reason, and this is just in my view, you tell me if you see it different. The arc of things since the 49ers got Ricky Pearsall, we went to bed last night and it very much felt like the 49ers were going to trade Deebo Samuel by 5 o'clock today. Something happened throughout the day that made people feel like it was less likely, even though I have no idea what it was that happened. What happened? There's no report that says it's now unlikely.
Well, here's Michael Silver from just a few moments ago and from the SF Chronicle. Regarding a potential Deebo Samuel trade, right now there does not appear to be a team that would meet the 49ers asking price tonight. That could obviously change. All it takes is one team, but at this moment, it's quiet.
That's beautiful.
It's quiet.
That's beautiful.
That's from 7 minutes ago, Michael Silver, regarding a potential Deebo Samuel trade. And as I've said, I do think if it happens tonight, it would happen before Washington's done with its second pick.
Soon. I don't know. Well, at 40. Okay, so yeah.
They have two picks.
I agree with you that if it's going to happen, I think it's going to happen during our show.
Agreed.
That's what I would say.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
That's great.
Because Grandy, do not hit even the front end of it right now. But Grandy could hit the little button, the breaking news button.
And I'll tell you this.
It could happen at any
moment. If it happens during Grandy and Sterling,
yeah,
I'm going to be mad at John Lynch.
Hell yeah.
You got to do this before 6.
Well,
don't throw Grandy the bone.
No, it's not even about the show. But by 6 o'clock, they're going to be in the third round, aren't they? I mean, the third round
by
then.
Be late second.
We're not doing this without getting a second rounder out of it.
What do you guys think Deebo's value is? The fact that there's a legit conversation about it being an early second kind of blows my mind.
I think the 49ers stated, and again, this is all lying season, but the 49ers, the report went out yesterday that they would be seeking a second and a third.
I think I got news to them. I don't think they're going to get that.
Well, maybe that's why they're not trading these guys.
Well, if I can refer you to the Michael Silver tweet, he says it does not appear that a team would meet the Niners' asking price. And if that's their asking price, and Grady, you obviously think that that's too rich for Deebo Samuel, and maybe the other 31 teams agree with you. Because if the Niners are asking for a second and, let's even say it's a fourth or a fifth, a second and, or maybe it's a second and a swap in the fourth, or something.
Right, there could be compensation going back, more draft compensation. Like, what if they got a 2 and a 4, but sent back a 5? Like, so I could see that. Listen, I know the financial ramifications of all of this, but also, Deebo freaking Samuel. Deebo Samuel. A very, very good football player who's under contract for 2 more seasons. I'm sure the Niners are like, we're not giving him away.
Right.
We don't have to do this right now.
And other teams who are looking for receivers are thinking the same thing. We don't have to do this right now because they can draft a rookie. And even though he may not be ready right away in week one, Mark.
Or he may not be good at all.
Right. And Deebo Samuel may, you know, all the abilities that Bucky Brooks was talking about, durability, reliability, dependability. These are things that Deebo has struggled with. So if you're another team, do you want to give up your second, your high second, and another pick to get a guy who might not play more than 10 games? It's risky.
Everything is.
Right.
The whole night is.
But you're better off, if I'm a GM, I would rather shoot my shot, it's all I got, with my pick, as opposed to giving up my...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.